Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Former Representative Beto O'Rourke, now to be known as a perennial loser, who is also a failed senatorial and presidential candidate and has announced his run for governor of Texas so as to likely lose a third race, has made an appearance on CNN's State of the Union for Sunday morning. And predictably, he was asked about the not guilty verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, where he once more addressed his preoccupation with wanting AR-15s banned. Host Dana Bash asked O'Rourke for his reaction, to which he suggested, "This entire tragedy makes the case that we should not allow our fellow Americans to own and use weapons that were originally designed for battlefield use." Which is a lie. The AR-15 was never intended for battlefield use. It was adopted and modified to be used in the battlefield because the AR-15 predates the M-16. So, but he wasn't finished. He also claimed that the AR-15, that the AK-47, has one single solitary purpose, and that is killing people as effectively, as efficiently, in as great a number, in as little time as possible. We saw that in Kenosha. We saw that in El Paso, Texas, where 23 people were murdered by someone with an AK-47 in just a matter of minutes. Going on to say that this is crazy, and we should not come to expect this as a matter of course in America, and the thing is, we don't have to. The weapon that Rittenhouse used, though, in self-defense, shot three people and killed two. It was fired eight times in that whole two, three minutes. And you could point out that with it being a matter of self-defense, his aim was not necessarily trying to murder people in as great a number or in as little time as possible, despite O'Rourke claiming we saw that in Kenosha. O'Rourke didn't just merely rage against AR-15 and AK-47 weapons in the context of what happened in Kenosha, though. He made headlines because he doubled down on his infamous line about wanting to ban these weapons. Bash played a clip of O'Rourke declaring, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. And when she asked him, "Is that what you would still do as governor of Texas?" he confirmed, "Yes, I still hold this view," as part of his answer. That election is now done there, Beto. You Irish idiot taking the Mexican name, ya? He also raised an oft-repeated talking point that sitting Governor Greg Abbott is an extremist. He said, "So we don't want extremism in our gun laws. We want to protect the Second Amendment. We want to protect the lives of our fellow Texans. And I know that when we come together and stop this divisive extremism that we see from Greg Abbott right now, we're going to be able to do that." A poll from the Dallas Morning News University of Texas at Tyler shows that Abbott leads O'Rourke by 6 percentage points among registered voters, 45% to 39%. A 538 post from November 19th, 3 days ago, by Jeffrey Skelly noted that Texas voters have soured on Greg Abbott, but that doesn't mean they'll vote for Beto O'Rourke. We are a nation where we hold the AR-15 as the most popular rifle in existence today. I have 3 of them. I've probably had 30 of them. I've probably had that many come through my hands. The ones that I keep, they are all for a special purpose. I have one that is short, I have one that is normal, and I have one that is a designated marksman's rifle. Getting out here and banning a weapon, which puts me on much better footing in the event that the government turns tyrannical, is never going to fly. Maybe if this was China. Okay. Maybe if this was Russia. Maybe. But never in America. And Beto, his obsession with this pretty much guarantees he's never going to win an election. Especially not where he's chosen. You know, he ran to be president. He got nowhere with that. He had less ground than Kamala Harris, who had no ground. He ran against Ted Cruz. And he got nowhere. So, you know, if you don't want there to be AR-15s out there, I don't know what you're going to be able to do to make that happen. Barack Obama thought he had the wind at his back after Sandy Hook. And he couldn't get any of the stuff. He put out, what did they have? They had so many laws under consideration that day in the Senate. And the only one that got anywhere near the 60 votes they needed to get it forward was National Reciprocity by John Cornyn. None of the anti-gun stuff did it. Universal background checks failed. Assault weapon ban failed. The assault weapon ban continues to fail because there's no such thing as an assault weapon. That's the problem. A semi-automatic rifle, for example, is a semi-automatic no matter what it looks like. If it is fed by a box magazine, it is still semi-automatic. Semi-automatic indicates that every time you pull the trigger, it's going to cycle the weapon, ejecting the spent round and chambering a fresh round. So you can now shoot again without having to mechanically do anything to the gun except pull the trigger. And that's all they are. And I mean, some of them are tube fed and some of them are magazine fed. And I mean, there's bunches of them out there. The one they always never pay attention to, and I don't know why I don't have one, is a Ruger Mini 14. It looks like a mini M14, if you will. And that's why they call it a Mini 14. But it looks like the M14 of old and military days. And it shoots a 5.56 and it runs a proprietary mag that is almost nearly identical to the one in the AR-15. Maybe I should just buy one of those. No, I don't want to. But Beto is barking up the wrong tree. This is not the world that he lives in. If he wants to push those kinds of things, he's better off moving to another state. He probably needs to move to it. And we're coming for all of you anti-gun states, by the way. Give it time. Give Alan Gottlieb time. Give the Second Amendment Foundation time. We're coming for you guys. Because that's freedom. Being armed is freedom. Being armed is freedom. We know that you've changed a whole lot of other things. You've managed to do it through your various culture wars and everything else within the Bill of Rights. That's fine. Those of us that are armed, we prefer to be armed with you out there. Because I don't trust the government in any way, shape, or form. None of them. It doesn't matter what level they're on. I don't trust them. Neither should you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show was brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, I would be remiss if I don't do this, because some of these deals are really, really, really good. And this is the Guns.com radio studio, and Guns.com is doing something I'm not seeing. I mean, everybody runs specials. They don't run this many specials, though. So their message this holiday season is to give the gift of freedom. And they're going to have Black Friday is happening right now, and it's going to go all the way into Cyber Monday. They've got specials on new guns, used guns, magazines, optics, ammo, accessories 20% off. And they also have a bunch of warehouse clearance going on right now that are where you can save 35%. And certified used guns, which are all 10% off. And then, this is happening between now and the 29th. The Taurus G3C. Excuse me. Regular price, $339. Their price, $239. For a gun that I have heard is a very good carry gun. And it's inexpensive as well. If you are an AK guy and you're looking for some ammo to go with your AK, they're selling 1,000 rounds of 7.62x39 at $644. They have the Kimber Micro, which is, it looks like the old Colt Mustang to me. And it's actually designed to fit your whole hand, but it's still a micro gun. $70 off of that, $659. And they got a special going on coffee. This is where they catch my attention. They have they carry Bullet Blend coffee, which I may have to talk them into sending me a sample of that one. They have the ugly Christmas sweaters that everybody loves, except these have a gun tip to them, so that's pretty cool. They also have the G-Force GF3 Turkish shotgun. Regular MSRP, $259, the first 100 doorbuster price of $99.99. Then it'll be $129.99. It's got a pistol grip. It is a, it's good looking shotgun. A very good looking shotgun. Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, $415. Ruger AR-15, $1,219. Glock Gen 3, Glock 17. $499. The Zero Base Delta Rifle, which is an AR-15, $605. For those of you saying, well, I can't really afford an AR-15, yeah, you can. The excellent Holosun 509T, which is what I have on my Terran Tactical Innovations Combat Master, $200 off. Actually, $196. $309.99. That's a really good price. I wish that had been on sale when I bought mine. SDS Imports SLB Shotgun. $120 off. Regular $249. Now $129. The Taurus G2C. Regular $299. You can get it for $239. This gun, the Smith & Wesson M&P 45. Of all of the polymer Striker 45 ACP pistols, this one shoots the best. Let me say that again. This one shoots the best. Regular $469, under $400, $399.99. And the Hellcat, the Springfield Hellcat. Regular $599.99, sale price $466.99. Those of you looking for gifts for yourself, I don't know how many people give the gift of guns. I've given guns to my father before, and that's about it. My sons liberate guns for me on a regular basis, but my father, I give the gift of guns to him. If I were looking at, if it was me buying something on here today, I would be buying that Smith & Wesson M&P 45. I would be buying another Holosun 509T so I can take it down to Buck Holly at C&H Precision and have it installed on another gun. Maybe two. I don't have that much money, though. And I'd be looking at this this ZRO Delta Base rifle. Is interesting. Has a quad rail. $605. And some coffee, of course. And you got to go to guns.com and just get an idea of what else is out there, just to go see what there is, because they are piling on. They are piling on. And I suspect this is to make some room for 2022. I must confess, I don't, I don't know that much about the price of 7.62x39 because I'm such an AR guy. But rifle ammo is up there right now, and, that's less, I think, than a case of 5.56 would be. So I'm not sure. But all something for you to consider from guns.com, where you can get everything while you're there. You can read the news. You can make your purchase. You can complete your purchase. Get your shipping information. And then it's just going to, it's just a matter of it getting to you. If you're buying a gun, it's going to go to your FFL. If you're buying accessories, it's going to come straight to you. If you're buying coffee, the ugly Christmas sweater, it's going to come straight to you. It's a beautiful thing, I swear to God. I'd seen this, and I talked to my contact there. I talked to Will Alther today to see if there was going to be somebody coming on before Thanksgiving. And I don't know yet, so for this reason and this reason alone, I wanted to just make mention of this because it bears mentioning. They're saving you money right now in a gun market where prices are at a premium. They are. They're truly at a premium. I've never seen them like this before. But there you have it. I've done my duty to you, good listener. You now know there's a place to go to save some money. Guns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Doctors in Wisconsin say children have been treated after a deadly incident at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. An SUV driver tore through barricades and slammed into crowds yesterday, killing five people and injuring more than 40 others.
18 kids were brought to our Children's Emergency Department, ranging from ages 3 to 16 years of age. which include three sets of siblings.
Children's Hospital of Wisconsin Emergency Department Medical Director Dr. Amy Drendel saying injuries range from facial abrasions to broken bones to serious head injuries. Federal contractors will be getting a pay increase next year. The Labor Department saying their wage will be at least $15 an hour. That pay amount in all new contracts starts January 30th, with more than 300,000 workers expected to see a bump in pay. USA Radio News. Today is an important deadline for federal workers.
Monday marks the deadline for millions of federal employees to prove that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. The mandate by President Biden was signed back in September. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With Americans continuing to pay more at the gas pump, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he'll fight for $1 billion in gas tax relief during the upcoming Florida legislative session in January. He explains how this will combat the issue.
In Florida, we have companies like Buc-ee's, like Wawa, like these stores, and they are absolutely committed to reducing the price when we end up enacting this.
AAA reporting the average cost for a gallon of gas in Florida is around $3.36 a gallon. That's the highest daily price they've seen in nearly 7 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolsters.com. You know, a few more rampages by inept alleged white supremacists like Kyle Rittenhouse, because he only managed to shoot white criminals, and everybody's going to be thoroughly awakened to the reality of the leftist scam. The trial that has followed the Kenosha Kids Act of Social Hygiene constituted only one tab in the big bottle of scarlet pills America's been force-fed lately. Others include being confronted at work with mandates or vaxes that don't act as advertised, as well as being inundated with racist CRT garbage, and having your kid come home from school with creepy porno crap that makes you wonder if they hit up the Lincoln Project lending library. There are more pills going on than in Hunter's medicine cabinet. Why the Festival of Figurative Pharmaceuticals? Because the left got out over its skis. It went too far, too fast, and now normal people who just want to live their lives, usually show no interest in political cultural controversies, are showing up at school board meetings asking why the hell their kids are accusing them of slavery. Combined with a crusty old pervert in the White House who is causing economic inflation and international humiliation, and the left is in big trouble. Deep trouble. See, the truth is getting out despite the media's lies. Its pet political party is looking at being demolished next November. But instead of slowing down and taking stock, the Marxists are doubling down on failure, knowing they only have these micro-majorities for a year. This genius strategy got them Glenn Youngkin and will get them many more based polls who are many times more hardcore. It's only going to get worse for them, which it means it's only going to get better for America. Because you got to remember this. Leftism only succeeds when surrounded by a fog of lies. When the fog lifts, people look rejected. And the media pumped out all the fog it could. There were people who literally did not know the collection of criminals and or perverts that Kyle exercised were as white as Mitt Romney at a Cure concert. I'm not trying to be facetious. That was the media's doing, lying that the only reason Kyle didn't want to have his brains bashed in by those scumbags was his pallor. And then they reported that nonsense accordingly. But when people watched the trial, they saw something entirely different from what they had been fed by the enemy of the people, and it stuck. People were shocked. Not people like you or me, because we've been woke to this fact that the media is nothing more than a collection of semi-literate, poorly paid hack transcriptionists for the leftist elite to see what they're being, the other people that don't think like this. They're shocked to see they're being lied to, and hard. Not little lies, not careless errors. No, no, no. These are all calculated, intentional lies designed to push the party line, and their lies were revealed to all in that Kenosha courtroom. The leftist champions were Trigger Finger Binger and Lunchbox, the Tweedledee and Tweedledum of assistant DAs who were incompetent when they weren't straight up lying. People saw it all. Normal people, the kind that used to have some faith in the people in charge of the system, unfortunately, now they're like us. They've been woke the way we've been woke. And in this, MSNBC did yeoman service. I hope Joy Reid isn't going to shriek the, I assume, the agenda of a yo. Now, few people, except communists, masochists, and people who can't find the remote, watch that festival of cable onanism. So the big effect was not from its nonstop parade of ridiculous people crying about Kyle. No, it was these dummies' decision to get caught stalking the jury in what was clearly an attempt to dox the jurors. And normal people may not know the statutes and code sections, but they have an understanding that you don't mess with a deliberating jury. So congratulations, MSNBC. You have amazingly managed to drive the reputation of the media even lower, where it's more people are aware of how low you are, and I appreciate that. And I'm not going to be happy until you've alienated every patriotic non-pinko American. All you do is drive them to people like me. And you want to know who saved Kyle Rittenhouse and us? It was normal people who got woke to the lie, the jurors. They saw the evidence. And they also saw the total absence of any evidence. They deliberated for 24 hours. They asked to review the video. They were asked to examine copies of the instructions. And when they were taking as much time as they were, I'll be honest with you, I was a little concerned with this. And, we live in an era now where every single institution from Hollywood to the Marines has failed us. But despite all these misgivings and everything I had, they did their job. And I had to say to myself, hold on, baby. Whoa. And Americans all over are doing their job, which the left hates. They're confronting school boards. They're voting for patriots. They're organizing. They're pushing back. And right now, the polling for the Democrats is positively gruesome. Like that one guy's bicep. is because people are getting activated. They're not going to sit on the bench. 2022 is going to be epic. GOP, you should take note of the Kyle Rittenhouse phenomenon. You understand why people get angry at school board meetings. Hear the blank Joe Biden chants. Learn the right lessons from them. Don't start with all that chin-stroking crap about, well, Kyle never should have been there. The only thing that allows evil to win is when good men do nothing, GOP. Americans have a right to be anywhere they damn well please. It's the dirtbag degenerates who didn't have a right to be there, burning and looting. They didn't have a right to burn and loot in peace. We have a right to be ticked off at CRT and the other perversions inflicted on our kids. And if we're rude to bureaucrats, too bad. And who cares if fed-up people yell dirty words about Grandpa Badfinger? You should probably stop clutching your pearls. Stop playing the left's game because you think it might make you seem reasonable and avoid uncomfortable conversations at the country club. Take our side of the fight because it's the winning side. Take Kyle's side. Take the parents' side. Take the drunk college kids' side. Take our side. Or you're going to be pushed aside. Be based or be Liz Cheney. You guys are all fungible. If you fail to perform, so there's someone with some testosterone who can replace you quite well. You can stand strong, be militant. We do not recognize any duty to not be anywhere because it inconveniences the military wing of the Democrat Party. And we do not recognize any duty to not legally pack heat when we do it. We do not recognize a duty to suck up to the petty administrators and flunkies. And we'll swear about that desiccated old freak if we feel like it. And the GOP better get on board, or they're going to be tossed off of that train. The GOP needs to be dragged into the next round of the fight. Stop resisting us, and start resisting the left. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolsters.com. Or excuse me, DeSantis Holster. Not plural. Those who were not pleased with the not guilty verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial have taken it really, really hard. Enter Umair Haque, the founder of Eudaimonia and Company, which means human flourishing. He saw this as an excuse to rant long and hard about American fascism, Nazism, and in more than one tweet warned that the outcome of the trial could lead to a Holocaust. I'm not going to get into his tweets, okay? Well, okay. The Rittenhouse verdict will be remembered as the moment American fascism turned into Nazism proper. And there was no turning back from the path of Holocaust. And he published something called The Rise of the American Nazi. And he says you should get the blank out of Nazi America while you can, because now that the Nazis know they can literally murder anyone they don't like and get away with it, be rewarded for it, there's going to be not just another coup, but probably also a Holocaust. Has there been a coup prior to this that I don't know about? Oh, yeah. With the Democrats, when they had the coup with the election thing. Yeah, that one. Okay, yeah. So, sometime on Saturday afternoon, Haque locked his Twitter account. His post on the rise of the American Nazi was also published on Saturday, was also deleted. But there is an archive version available. And he pretty badly bungles the facts. So, and here we get this. And yet the horror of this moment hits deep. Let's recap what Rittenhouse did. He's a teenage Trumpist who carried a machine gun and shot at three protesters, murdering two of them and wounding another. He murdered two people, political opponents, in cold blood. The defense called this self-defense, and the jury bought it. Of course, it wasn't self-defense. If you're carrying a machine gun, There are about 100 things you can do before shooting to kill multiple times and then shooting someone in the back with a kill shot. You can fire over their heads, you can fire at the street, you can fire in the air. You can lay down your gun and take out the bullets and walk away. You can do literally 1,000 things instead of murder people in cold blood. Murder is not self-defense when you're the only carrying a machine gun. Except there were armed protesters there. And they weren't protesters, they were rioters. There were armed rioters there. And from there, of course, it goes downhill. He says, the Rittenhouse verdict is the moment that the American fascism became American Nazism. America's conservatives are now openly celebrating mass murder and calling for more. The far right is now indistinguishable from the everyday right. They both agree on one thing. Murder is perfectly okay, desirable even because it's self-defense. And that's a turning point. American fascism is now Nazism proper. A particularly brutal and chilling one. Those of us who've lived through and studied fascist collapse can tell you why. There is a difference between fascism and Nazism. Fascism is an abstraction, a way of thinking and feeling associating a sense of hate and rage and persecution, which welcomes violence in the future. Fascism is a political project. Nazism is the everyday application of fascist violence. The institutionalization of fascism. Murder in the streets by foot soldiers like Kyle Rittenhouse. And it's what happens next. So, let me put that another way. The trial may have acquitted Rittenhouse, but it condemned America as a Nazi country. You might not like me saying that, so consider the facts. A judge intervened repeatedly on his behalf. The jury deliberated for days to find a half-baked reason to acquit him that might sound vaguely plausible in public. There was little real doubt that Rittenhouse would ever go to jail. There was the feeling that systems and institutions would acquit him, and they did. These moments are great and grave turning points for societies. Well, for the reason you probably already suspect, too. They teach the hateful part of a society that violence isn't just permissible, but desirable. That you can commit atrocities on the streets and not just get away with it, but become somebody through it. Those are the moments which create Nazi institutions, norms, and values. And unwittingly, the jury in the Rittenhouse case, too, laid down the final plank of Nazism in America. Nazism is always about self-defense. How deep does white supremacy run in America? How much does white supremacy run in America? Now we know. So much so that the Rittenhouse trial became the moment when Trumpist fascism turned into true Nazism, murder on the streets, ultra-violence celebrated by half a country, who appeared to have lost their minds and souls because nobody, and I mean nobody, should ever be happy about murder. Something has to be deeply wrong with them, and that something, of course, is Nazism. This is his whole diatribe is an 11-minute read. Nazi or Nazism is mentioned 30 times. Fascism or fascist 21 times. And there's claims made about conservatives beyond the ones mentioned, and they literally seem to be to delight, to revel, to enjoy the act of murder. And, you know, here's the thing about this, okay? We saw this all through 2020. We saw this, and we saw governments doing nothing about it. What happened in Kenosha is because the government did nothing about it. Although something was always going to happen. Something was always going to happen. Because normal people just want to be left alone. They don't want to be roped into some sort of a cause that is not theirs. If they want to join, if they're going to join a cause, it'll be because they voluntarily choose to do it. They don't want to be told that they're racist because they don't do any. Simply being silent is also racist. They don't want to be called racist because they don't do anything racist, but they don't do anything that is anti-racist that makes them racist. They don't want to hear that stuff. They don't want their kids coming home and telling them that they are a conqueror, a colonial, an imperial, a slave master. They don't want to hear that stuff. What happened in the Rittenhouse trial was this. Kid went somewhere to do some good. And he had a right to be there. He had as many rights to be there as the rioters did. And, while he was there, He got attacked, and he defended himself. He was arrested. He was charged. He received a trial, and he has been judged. This is not Nazism or fascism. And I really have no idea how this is going to lead to a Holocaust, which is going to kill 6 million of some group. I have no idea. But this is how hard it has hit them. They are upset that somebody got out there and was acquitted for self-defense. And this should alarm all of you. All of you. Because there, for the grace of God, go you. Some of us live in an area where we're never going to be besieged by one of these things, where we're never going to, somebody's never going to reach out and ask for our help. And I'm one of them. But I would if I got asked. It's amazing the way they're taking this, though. It's amazing the way they're taking this, and all of the spins they're putting to it. It's racial. How is it racial? It's now legal. It's machine guns, all this, you know, okay. And this cat, I would love to know where his company is. I'm going to be looking him up later just to see what else they do, because obviously Umair is out there shoveling a bunch of garbage for your consumption. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.